Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 60. I'll tell you what guests are coming. We have some great guests. Episode 60. We have phony calls today. We have also football player Michael Reed here at Rich Production Studios. Episode 60. Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show.com. Also, too, I want to tell you what's coming up tonight. Of course, two shows have been canceled tonight. Lenny's Play was going to be broadcast on DSSTVStation.com. I was going to compete against my own network tonight and in Rhode Island, but Lenny's Play, they're having trouble with internet access. Then we also have the hip-hop show at 10 o'clock. 14th in Atlanta has been canceled for tonight in Atlanta. D-Nice usually hosts that show, but that's been canceled tonight at Sam Stone Studios. But this morning we had a great thing this morning. You know, we were at Pedigree of Vinings up in Smyrna. We were at the low-cost pet vaccinations. Then we're at the Smyrna Black Belt Academy over by Highlands Avenue in Smyrna for the Taekwondo and the karate thing that was happening there. They were breaking boards. And that was cool, but it was a benefit of the Musk Ministries and the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Oh, yeah. Let me show you. Right over here. Go there. The first one's on there, okay? So I'm just telling you what the first song is. I'm trying to help John out what the first song is over here. Not that one. Go back. This is cool. Behind the scenes, of course. Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show. This is authentic for episode 60, of course. And we have Foolish over here, too, helping us out. Oh. Go to this website. Actually, go up a little bit. Yeah, no. No, go all the way up. Go all the way up. We go all the way up in the first. All the way up. Oh, down a little bit. Roll up over there. It works there. Okay. And, of course, if you go to scroll down. And let's see. We just got the songs ready live, but this is live, of course. Getting things ready. Episode 60, of course. Next month, we have Roseanne Barr, of course, on the show. Tonight, we have Michael Reed. Oh, go to music and go to My Rage. That's the first song. But I'm going to play in music. This is awesome. This is live, authentic. Yes. This
is my mommy.
That's River's mom. I'm River's dad, of course. And she has the fifth song for the month. Actually, maybe we should play the song first. I'm going to phony calls. What do you think?
We'll go to that. Go back. Go to music.
He want my mommy. Down here. He want my mommy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Up there. Go up.
He got
my mommy. Push up forward. Go forward. My rage. That's it.
All right, this is. I'm going to play this song first, okay? Then we get everything squared away with the first segment, of course. Oh, well, actually, when you get that ready, maybe I should play this first, okay? I'm going to go with the phony calls, okay? This guy swears in it, okay? This guy is funny. I got a sponsor from his sister at a hair salon in Decatur. So here's how this went. This is different pots, okay? And here it is.
Doing this phony calls on Brandon.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brandon? Yes, hi, this is Eric. I'm with the repo guy. I'm at the repo.
Yeah, repo?
Yeah, for your truck. Your truck is 5 months behind. Did you know that?
I'm sorry? Hey, who I'm talking to, man? My shit ain't got that 5 months ahead. What's going on?
Yes, because your wife takes care of the payments, right?
No, she doesn't. Nothing's going on.
Keita takes care of the payments, right?
No, she doesn't. I've been calling no.
Because your truck is 5 months behind. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to hide it. Because I know where you work. I know you work for the DeKalb County. I know you work for the audio place.
Hey, man, get the hell on the hey.
I'm sorry? No, you're 5 months behind. I gotta take your car today. Hello? Hello? Hung up on me. Wow. Let's see.
I'm gonna work for sweet.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello? Wow. Hang up on me. Let's see what happens. Phony Calls back, episode 60. Let's see. Kita told me that she's actually paying for her son to attend school, and it's not helping much because he needs her hooked on phonics. You know, it's not working much for him.
He needs hooked on
phonics. Okay.
You, man, I'm trying to get them to make this money, right, so I can be able to pay my car on this much. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta pick up your truck now, okay? I'm gonna come now to pick up your truck.
All right, come on, nigga. I don't need to pay this motherfucker no money away. Hey, you know where I live at? 91st Avenue.
Wait, I have a question for you, though. Let me ask you a question first. How much do you have on you today?
Man, fuck all that. I got about $1,200 on my account, but I ain't paying no car notes because I ain't late. But if you want to come get this motherfucker, you can, because I really don't need no more bills, because my old lady ain't working at me in the house, so fuck that truck. Oh, I'm in the truck now. You want me to leave so I can get this motherfucker?
Okay, well, maybe we can deal with this. Do you have a computer?
Man, yeah, I got a computer.
Okay, well, write this down. Do you have a pen and paper, please?
Hell no, that's just saying riding the motherfucking truck. You can't really drive and talk and get down. Man, what do you want me to reach out there and get this record shit? I done wrecked the motherfucking way. Come get this record shit.
Okay, could you pull over for a second? Do you have a pen and paper? This is we can
man,
get this out.
Man,
I'm sorry?
Well, me, you know what, I mean? Leave me in my house so you can get that motherfucker so I can put this goddamn cup on your puss ass. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I'm with you, man.
I may not come to that, you know why? Hello? It's not gonna come to that. Hello? Okay, wait. You're being scammed on the Derek Shapiro Show by your sister, Erica. You're being scammed on the Derek Shapiro Show by your sister, Erica. You're on the phony call segment on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get on my phone. You know, I ain't got no so I'll put that away. Make it up again.
Your sister Erica, okay? Your sister Erica, just purchased a sponsor for me.
Man, I ain't got no
Your sister, your sister at the hair place. Your sister at the hair place. I got a sponsor for her last week, okay? She said that you messed up her brake line and you didn't fix it. She wanted me to get you on phony calls. Your sister Erica. Erica?
Yes,
yeah, you say your sister got, want me to get you on phony calls. So you're on the phony calls segment of the Derek Shapiro Show. How are you guys? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm not really the repo guy, but you're on the DerekShapiroShow.com. You are great, though, okay?
All right, that was the phony calls. Here on Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 60. We'll go with the first song for the month of March. This is Rola Dante with My Rage, of course, from Rola's CD, Collabos. Then we'll come with our first guest, former football player, Michael Reed. He'll lose on the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 60, Rich Productions. Here is My Rage.
Let me get this, Rola. I got your back.
I know they won't knock me down.
Never. Listen. I stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the papers, cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game, and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane, and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand, he ain't the one to play with. Could go off any time like bombs when they lit. Blow like Boston, George, and I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord, and your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill ya, get familiar. When mics are present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you can know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a 4-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
I don't care, I won't lose the pain of my dues. I will come after you and show what I can do.
My name's Rola.
Nice to meet you.
Right. Of course, we are back live. Of course, Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now, my next guest here at episode 60, of course, is this great former football player. He's a former linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons. He joined me on the DSSTVStation.com back in January, of course. He was supposed to do the DerekShapiroShow.com when I did Ryan Seacrest, but of course some technical stuff happened in Ackworth. I was using a different production team, but now I'm back with my original production team, Rich Productions, of course. Now I'm proud to announce Michael Reed. How you doing tonight, Michael?
Doing just fine, Derek. Doing
yes,
just fine.
Yes, and let's get you more on the... Yeah, okay, we got you in the camera.
We're in the camera now.
Yes. So tell me, of course, you being the former linebacker, of course, mm-hmm. you're doing martial arts now. How did you transition from you being a football player to a martial arts owner?
Well, I started doing martial arts when I was playing football. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was one of the things you have to realize is that in the NFL, all the athletes are extremely, extremely good athletes. So any percentage of change that you can get to help improve your athleticism, improve your focus, your concentration, your ability to get people off of you, to acquire leverage is huge. And so that's why, plus I like martial arts, so that's why I started doing it. After I, and so I did that for all six seasons while I was playing. And it actually made that for five because it started at January after my first full season. And then when I got done, I'm a former computer science major at University of Wisconsin. So I made the choice between going into the corporate world. IBM was kind of where I thought I was headed. I'd worked for them probably three or four different times and doing something I wanted to do. And I decided that I wanted to coach, but I didn't want to kick my family all over the country. And I still wanted to be an athlete, and so that's what led me to, you know, open my own martial arts school.
Oh, awesome. So you also played for Green Bay, was it?
No, I was at Cleveland for a very short period. I went to camp up there in 93.
That's right, okay. Mm-hmm. So how was it playing for Cleveland versus Atlanta?
Well, you know, all I did was go to camp in Cleveland. So I can't really tell you. It's different because obviously Cleveland is a very storied franchise.
Right.
Had a lot of history and so forth. And Atlanta, we went to the playoffs a couple times while I was here. We also had some bad seasons while I was here.
Really?
But I didn't play their full season, so it's kind of hard to compare. You know,
right.
Camp sucks no matter where you go. So that's how that goes.
So that's only two teams you play for the NFL.
That's correct.
Okay. So, and then, of course, you got your start off in, again, college.
University of Wisconsin.
Yes. Up north, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got to confuse Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay. But how was it playing in Wisconsin versus Atlanta?
Well, that's different. I'm a Southerner, so I'm from Albany, Georgia. So, that was a big adjustment. I mean,
exactly.
It's cold up there. Let's just keep
exactly.
it right. It's cold. The climate's different. One of the big adjustments is when you go to spring ball or summer camp down here before the season starts, it's hot in the morning.
Right.
It's hot in the middle of the day. It's hot in the afternoon.
Exactly.
It was cold up there in the morning.
Exactly.
You know, it didn't warm up until 1. And what's funny is that all the Southern players, we all played better in the afternoon because, when it's cold and damp and, they're 50 degrees and it's 8 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, down here it'd be 70, you know,
exactly.
So that's how it goes.
So I'd ask two great questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, of course, you come from Albany, Georgia, you
yep.
said. Do you still keep in contact with a lot of the people down there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of classmates and people from Albany have moved to the metropolitan okay. Atlanta area.
I have a quiz question for you because I have an Albany connection to the Derek
okay.
Shapiro Show.
All right.
This, well, not really Albany connection. Well, if you will, I guess. The movie star who was in that movie from Albany, Georgia, was on my show. Do you know what movie that was?
I have no earthly idea because I'm the worst trivia person who'll ever
Fireproof.
Meet.
Fireproof. Okay, the church in Fireproof, I guess, the whole of the scenes was taped in Albany, Georgia.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, did you watch the movie Fireproof?
I have not seen the movie.
If you see the movie Fireproof with Kirk Cameron in there, the train tracks,
mm-hmm.
Everything was done in Albany, Georgia.
Well, I'm certain I recognize that,
yes.
but at the same time, I never saw the movie.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, yeah, see the movie, of course. You know, it's great, you know.
And
number
that.
Two is, I got
to
ask you about, what do you think about this NBA, I mean, the NFL lockout?
I knew you would ask about that
yes.
at some point in time. I mean, it's interesting
mm-hmm.
because as a business owner, I understand more now about how an NFL owner might think. Now, obviously, I'm not at that same level in terms of the amount of money they have invested and so forth. But, you know, there's a different mentality between being an owner and being an employee,
mm-hmm.
okay? With that being said, I do think that there is also an obligation to give back to people who help you build something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the value of the NFL now, well, it was built upon the players who played the game and successful marketing by the NFL.
Exactly.
And so, you know, my thing as a retired player is, you know what, take care of those people who helped you build your game. I mean,
exactly.
A good example of that is, because I looked at this actually today. I was online and I was just wanted to see. When I came in the league in 1987, the minimum salary was $65,000,
right.
Which is what I made. So I
exactly.
know exactly what it was.
Exactly.
And the minimum salary right now is
$325,000. Wow.
You know, so if the ability to pay a minimum salary at $325,000 across the league and all these things have changed, then reach back out, take care of some of those people, you know,
exactly.
so that they can, you don't have to pay $1 million a year, but,
exactly.
you know, help those people, especially those who are in real bad shape who
exactly.
could use some help. And
exactly.
I'm not talking about putting a person up so they can live in the country club of the South. I'm just saying make sure that if they helped you build this game and it's very lucrative for you, that you help assist them at least with basic living needs.
Sure. Now, how shocked were you when the number one team this year was the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC,
mm-hmm.
and the number one team was my New England Patriots from New England, the New England Patriots. And how shocked were you when they both lost on the home turf?
You know what? In the NFL, especially when you get to the playoffs, I mean, the last time the Falcons, the only time they went to the Super Bowl was when they beat Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota was the best team in the league that
right.
year, if you remember that, how that goes. So
yes.
the answer to that is that the Green Bay got hot at the right time. Exactly. And there's no question that over the last half of the season, Green Bay was the best team.
Right.
You know, so you don't look at that and go, what woulda, coulda, shoulda. You just go, they got beat by a team that was better than them at that point in time and was better than everyone else in the league.
Exactly.
If you'd have lost that game to someone else who maybe wasn't as good, then maybe you have a little head scratching going on.
Exactly.
But it's always a learning experience.
Well, you know, I wonder if I was a jinx because I interviewed Tony George, a former New England Patriot player last year, and then you're the second football player I've ever interviewed, of course, mm-hmm. from the Atlanta Falcons. Two great teams, of course, you know, and they both lost.
Well, you know, I can say this. No one was – you were not interviewing playing on the field. So,
exactly.
You know, football games are decided by players
exactly,
on the field.
Exactly, exactly. So tell me about you doing the martial arts. Actually, I was mm-hmm. at a martial arts event today. I don't know if you heard my first one.
Actually, you were at Merida Martial Arts, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah,
right?
No, Smyrna.
Smyrna Martial Arts, okay.
Yeah, Smyrna Black Belt Academy, actually, right. I'm sorry. They had a fundraiser for the
– St. Jude.
St. Jude's and mm-hmm. Musk Ministries.
Okay.
Tell me about – at your place, do you have kids breaking boards? Because I actually broke a board live on the air today. I was seeing it. I never saw people break boards before in person. I actually broke the board my first time. I was broadcasting the DSS TV station, mm-hmm. and I actually did it. And live on the air, you know, it was awesome. Do you that in yours?
When we do demonstrations, we will break board and concrete and stuff like that because people like to see it.
Right.
From a martial arts standpoint, I always say that there's no boards or bricks running up to attack you, generally speaking.
Awesome.
So we would like to spend our time working on skills that we can employ if we need to and on bettering ourselves. But those are ways that you can demonstrate focus, power, and snap, and then they're obviously more sophisticated, you know, higher level breaks and so forth.
What differentiates yourself from other martial arts places?
I always say it's not a matter of being better or worse, mm-hmm. because if you're a real martial artist, then you understand that the world of martial arts is very big.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that differentiates us is that we have a very large volume of material, and mm-hmm. so we teach a wide variety of technique, and it allows people to grow and develop over a long period of time.
Awesome, okay? Awesome. And again, your place is located on Canton Road.
Mm-hmm. I'm located on the corner of Canton Road and Piedmont Road, Piedmont Walk Shopping Center. Been there. Awesome. It'll be my 19th year this year, believe it or not, so I've been around the game a little bit.
So people want to get in contact with you.
They call 770-422-9250, and the website is ShaolinCenter.com, and they're welcome to contact us at any point in time. We have three schools in town, one in Norcross, one at Virginia Highlands, which is also known as InTown, and my school out in Marietta.
Awesome. And of course, are people starstruck when they see you over there?
You know what? I'm at these points in time, I'm just lucky. People look at me and go, "You too late?"
Exactly. Now, also, I want to mention this before we go to the next segment. Of course, I do appreciate you being here once
no
again,
problem.
Too. Tell me about your health, YOR Health, that you advocate so deeply.
I think that's a very good product. That's a product where at one point in time I was actually selling it, and then I decided, you know, if you're going to try to build a business, then you go that route. At this point in time, that's just a product that I like to use, and mm-hmm. I think it works. So I use the repair, which helps keeps the injuries down and helps the body circulate blood and so forth, so that mm-hmm. you know that you can heal yourself up. I utilize their shake because it gives you all your nutrients and so forth, and those are two essential things that I need, one from being an old football player and two trying to manage your weight, that you know, that I found to be very, very helpful. Well, and they work.
Yes
Okay.
and also do you have any kids of your own now?
I do. My daughter is playing volleyball on a scholarship at Loyola University in Maryland.
Oh,
and
awesome.
My son is a sophomore at Kennesaw Mountain, where he's playing football too.
Really? So do you think your son's gonna be in the NFL as well?
You know, you never know.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, you know, he might wind up there. We'll see, one day at a time.
And your kids go to work with you sometimes too over there?
My kids, they grew up in that environment, and,
exactly.
and they look at you, they go, "That's daddy's school," and, you know, "We'll be back." We do a little this and that, but
exactly.
that's dad's thing.
But I always say, you know, I'm bringing my son to work tonight. You know, mm-hmm. I always remember my kids in the studio, because my show's always been open to my children, you know,
right.
and children. You know,
it's beautiful.
Exactly.
This has happened. I mean, I followed my father around. My father, actually, like I told you, played for the Boston Patriots
a long time ago.
Did
say that,
and,
yes. Before New England.
Right. Exactly. So
exactly.
A long time ago. And then here's an interesting story about that. Is my dad played for the Boston Patriots.
Yep.
He got drafted in the military, the Special Forces, came back out. Cowboys called him up and said, you know, "Herman Reed, we'd like for you to play for us." And he chose to be a teacher.
Really?
Because teacher made more money, had a more stable career, and he was ready to raise a family at that point in time.
And of course, you're teaching out too.
Well, exactly. So,
exactly.
You know, what I was saying is I follow my father around all the time, and that's one of the reasons I'm very natural in terms of how I instruct and what I do because of my whole lifetime of being around educators.
Well, thank you very much, Michael Reed. Today.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to interview you again twice.
Hey, I'm happy hanging out with you and the big man right
yes.
there.
Yes. Oh, and you know what? That's funny because His mother calls him Big Man. You know what's funny? I happened to be in Decatur or College Park, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Decatur, I think, is Big Man Package Store out there.
Big I'll Man Package Store. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to the number fourth song for the month of March. It's called America Praise God by Clinton Mason.
America was known to me as a country built on God, the mighty, in God we trust. So let us put our trust in God to save us. I remember in grammar school, how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too? Just like me and you, we had to pray for them too. America, 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 praise God, praise God, America, 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 praise God, praise God.
One nation,
under God.
All right, we're live, of course, DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 60. We just I just interviewed Michael Reed, of course. Let me just bring up Foolish over here. Foolish, come here to the microphone for a second, of course. I interviewed you last month, of course, and you're doing the production for me tonight. And I do thank you, Foolish, for tonight, because Peter Repeat, of course, is a deadbeat again. I call him the deadbeat of the Derek Shapiro Show. So how's it feel to be back, of course?
It feels great.
Yes, of course. This is your first time being seen on the Derek Shapiro Show. So how is that?
Can you see me?
Yes.
All right, yeah, it's cool.
Now you can't see me. Oh, yeah, you can still see me. Okay. But anyway, so do you want to spit anything?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Okay. Wait, what's this rap about?
I have a song that I haven't recorded it yet, but it was a song that I've written now.
Okay.
It's called Hero.
Okay, well, so, do this, and then we'll call Mark Lawson.
Okay. All right. This is how it goes. I'm just trying to save lives, understand me, baby. I do this for the world, let the sound waves relay me. I burn in my enemies' thoughts like crotch fire. Now their eels crawl with crabby critters. I'm just a pup, chosen one out the kitty litter. Ever since middle school, they've been calling me a spitter. But I am Hercules, put a stranglehold on my enemies like Burmese. My shiny suit fits me. Go to night, fighting with the poacher geist. Sometimes I spit ice, just so I can hear him say nice. My veins full of poison, cause I bit into the apple white. Then I spit up in their face. Take that for a sound bite. Body parts in the bathroom, underground influence, so I gotta keep the tubs right. Shoes for the club night, this vanity life is all right. The ghost of the oats and youngin' get it right.
Awesome. That's Foolish. Awesome. You heard a live out here on the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. And now I'm going to call Mark Lawson. Thank you much, Foolish. Doing the control boards for me, of course, and John in the background, of course. He's going out to McDonald's. So if you all go to McDonald's right down the street here on Windy Hill Road, see how many people are watching or listening, right? Just pretend you're the paparazzi, right? All right. So here is Mark Lawson. I'm going to call him now live back on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. And here is Mark Lawson right now. I'm interviewing him. We're not playing his music right now. Don't worry. Okay. Mark Lawson live interview. Demo play debut. Hello, Mark. You're live here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Welcome back to Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So tell me, you just got off performing in Atlanta tonight. What were you doing in Atlanta tonight?
Well, I was invited to play at a festival down at Georgia Tech, and I was one of, I think, about five or six acts. I just finished up a set there and had to get some more quiet to take this interview with you.
Thank you. Yes, and of course you've been doing a lot around town. Of course, you perform a lot with James Watson, of course, at Marietta, right?
Yeah, we play at the one of the outdoor markets there, the East Cobb Market, about once a month. And obviously, I play at a number of other places around town too.
And, of course, you have a full roster. You're performing in Athens, too, I think, coming up, or did you perform in Athens?
Yeah, I've got a show in Athens on the 30th at a place called Matt's Landing. They've opened up a music room there for original stuff, and so I'll be playing there with my friend Jamie from Next Best Friend.
And, of course, you know one of my other people I had on talking with Derek last week. You know Myron Todd. He knows you.
Oh, Tussie. Yeah.
Yes.
I know we've met before, so.
I'm sorry?
I know we've met before.
Yes, and so tell me, do you have a new CD coming out?
Yeah, I've been working on an EP for the past several months. It's only a four-song recording, but I've put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's going to be coming out in summer this year.
Oh, awesome. You know, when I first met you in Atlanta, you know, when you first performed on near Little Five Points, I think that's when I met you, right?
Right.
You know, you were just phenomenal. And of course, when you performed on my birthday bash last year, of course, we're going to reconnect live in person again sometime too, I guess, you know, when you come on my other show talking with Derek. But of course, it's a privilege to have you on Lose Yourself, episode 60, because we just interviewed a former linebacker of the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Reed. So you're on the same show with him tonight.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, you know, how was the process of you doing this new CD?
How was it?
Yeah.
Well, it was very painstaking, and I produced the stuff myself, and I did it on a bit of a tight budget, so one session at a time. You know, every week I was in the studio one or two days a week for about 4 hours a session, and just worked at it a little bit at a time.
And I heard your new song briefly, and the name of the song again?
It's called Letting Go. That's one of the new EP.
And what's this song about?
Well, it's about a failed relationship and about getting to a point where sometimes you just have to let go of it and you don't know whether you're making the right choice or not, but you just, you know.
What?
I didn't have to make the call anyway, so.
Zach, hopefully this makes it to my countdown, because it seems good, because Gypsy in Disguise made it up to all the way to number, I think, 6 last year on my countdown. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't hear that. That's great.
Yes, and hopefully this makes it to number 1. So we'll play your song, Letting Go, okay?
That's awesome, sir.
And also, too, where can people find your contact information, first of all?
My website is Mark, with a C, marklawsonmusic.com. And from there, you can get all my contact info.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to play this, Letting Go. Then we'll go with the number 3rd song for the month of March, which is, of course, Rob Thomas, Mockingbird. Thank you very much, Mark Lawson. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Derek.
Take it easy, Mark. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, Lisa, the Derek Shapiro Show, Letting Go, then Rob Thomas, Mockingbird. Lisa, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Staring at the phone, wondering when you'll call. You're tired of waiting for you to come around the way you used to do. So tell me what went wrong.
Of course, quick before we get to the next song, Ashley, before we get to the next song, quick, Mockingbird, number 3 song for the month of April. I got a call. don't know if you ever heard this news, but we got some disturbing news from ABC Network, of course. They are letting go with this two soap operas, of course, on ABC, All My Children and One Life to Live, of course, you know. Did you hear about that, Foolish? Do you watch soap operas?
No.
No, but one of my fans, Holly the Homemaker, someplace in America, is very disturbed about this. We just got to get her point of view for a second, okay? Holly the Homemaker, of course. I mean, I don't know what she's going to do without Susan Lucci, but let's talk with Holly the Homemaker. Okay, Holly the Homemaker. Hold on for 1 second. Live, episode 60. This is something. Holly the Homemaker.
Hello.
Hello, Holly the Homemaker. Hey, Lucy, at the Derek Shapiro Show. I heard that you're very distraught about this news about All My Children, One Life to Live going off the air. Tell me about this.
Oh my God, who is this?
This is Derek Shapiro. Lucy, at the Derek Shapiro
doctor?
Show.
Because I called him my Prozac. Who is this?
Oh, that's not your doctor. Why do you need a doctor?
I'm very upset about Susan Lucci, for starters. I mean, this is really upsetting. I mean, what am I supposed to do, Derek?
Well, you could tune in to more of DSS TV station and Derek Shapiro's show.
But there's no sex on your show. There's no sex and lesbians and... Derek.
Where do you live in someplace in America, Holly, the homemaker?
I can't tell you, Derek.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm in Georgia. I can tell you that.
Okay. So you're not in Rhode Island. You're not in Kansas. You're in Georgia. Where in Georgia?
Alpharetta.
Okay. I'll come over there tonight, okay? I'll come over when the show
Bring
goes up.
Bring a girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
Bring a girlfriend.
Okay.
Or a boyfriend if you're into it.
Will that help to get over the All My Children, One Life to Live?
It will help me.
Okay.
It will help my hurting heart.
Okay, that helps you then. Well, I'll be over there tonight, okay? Maybe with no girlfriend. Okay. Thank you for losing yourself to the Derek Shapiro Show. Holly the Homemaker.
Thank you,
Dan. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Holly the Homemaker, of course, and someplace in Georgia, in Alpharetta. All right, here is Rob Thomas, number 3 song. Then we'll go to CNN's Larry Estepa.
Will we all
We're back here at episode 60. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. That was Rob Thomas, Mockingbird, of course. Number third song for the month of March. Because we're April, of course. And we had to count down the whole, well, not the whole songs of March, but I mean the biggest five songs, of course. All right. Now, this guy, of course, and you know what's foolish about this? Foolish does not know who Rob Thomas is. We have a moment of silence. Okay, that's enough. All right. Larry Estepa, of course, I interviewed last week on Talking with Derek, DSSTVStation.com, of course. He's formerly on Rhode Island, my home state, formerly with NBC 10. He used to co-host with Meredith Vieira. You know Meredith Vieira on Foolish? Of the host of the Today Show? You know Meredith Vieira, host of the Today Show? Do you know Matt Lauer, host of the Today Show? Okay, this guy knows Matt Lauer, okay? He used to work in NBC 10 up in Rhode Island. Matt Lauer used to be in NBC 10, okay? And, of course, he used to be with WLNE Channel 6. Now he's a writer for CNN. Here is none the other but Larry Estepa from CNN Live Now.
All right, we're here with Larry Estepa, of course, here on episode 60 on Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. The same network, of course, that I interviewed Paul Mueller with from ABC 6 News and Frank Coletta, Gene Valicente. Let's see, RJ Himes been on my show, and Frank Capiano, of course. Yeah. So, of course, you live in Douglasville, of course, on the intersection of Georgia. Mm-hmm. What brought you down here to Georgia?
Well, basically a job. I mean, I left Channel 10 in Providence with the idea of coming down here and having a nationwide radio and TV talk show. And it went well for 2 years, but as happens in this business, somebody bought the network and didn't pick up the show, so that kind of left me out and about.
So now you work for CNN. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, I was looking for something to do, obviously. I was hoping to get back into the business, but frankly, at my age, I'm 61 next month, a lot of people just aren't going to hire somebody who's 61. They'd rather have a 20-something or 30-something. And if I were there in their position, frankly, I'd probably do the same thing. So this gig at CNN opened up. It's basically a freelance gig. They call me when they need me. So sometimes I work as few as 2 or 3 days a week. Sometimes, like this week, I work 6 days out of seven. But it's fascinating to be a part of an operation like that. I've worked in local news for 38 years, but network is really something entirely different.
So you're in Atlanta, CNN, of course. Who have you run into? Have you met Larry King before he went off the air?
No, I didn't meet Larry King, but the Wolf Blitzer was in the studio not too long ago, and all the other stars of CNN, Ed Henry, the White House correspondent. We had Deborah Feyerick on today. She was substitute anchoring. So I've met most of the CNN celebrities, most of the CNN on-air people, because I write for them. And it's interesting. Each has a different style. And so you have to kind of write to fit their style. Some like very truncated, short sentences. Some like more flowery language. Some like it very basic. One guy just likes bullet points, and he ad-libs the whole show.
Really? So what do you do as a writing process to be a writer for CNN?
The most important thing I do is, you know, make sure we get the latest copy on the air. And this is really unique to CNN and other 24-hour news operations. I mean, we sit down with a format. We know basically what the show is going to look like, but during the course of that show, it changes drastically. So I'll write a lot of things that never make air because they've decided now suddenly we've got a new story we're going to go to. We're going to go live to Libya. We're going to go live to Washington. We're going to do something, insert something that's new and breaking. So a lot of the stuff never gets on the air. So my job is to make sure we have the most accurate, certainly, but the most up-to-date, the up-to-the-second information because it changes constantly.
And of course, before Rhode Island Television, you worked in Texas, I believe.
Yeah, I was at Anchor at KXAS, at NBC O&O. Owned and operated station in Dallas, and that was great fun. Professionally, that was probably the most fun I've ever had. I was a big fan of the TV show Dallas in the 80s when I worked in Rhode Island the first time, and so when I got a chance to work in the Dallas market, I was thrilled. I love Texas. I fly the Texas flag in front of my house every day.
Really?
I wear boots and my Texas belt buckle. I mean, I'm just I have an honorary Texas citizenship decree, and I just Texas has just kind of fit me personally and psychologically and politically.
Yeah, because I went to Dallas, Texas for the first time last year. It was great over there. Now, you're originally born in Rhode Island?
No, I'm a Miami native.
Miami?
Grew up in Miami, met my wife in Miami, lived in Miami and in Florida all my life until I got my first job at 22 and drove to Pennsylvania.
So you're fresh up in Pennsylvania. And what part of Pennsylvania?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a small community outside Harrisburg, between Harrisburg and Philadelphia, a lovely part of the country. I would highly recommend it for people who are just looking for a nice, easy lifestyle. If you ever saw the movie Witness. It was filmed in Lancashire, Pennsylvania with Harrison Ford and some other people.
So now, of course, with your Rhode Island, you know, is Rhode Island closest to your heart?
I miss it. I miss it a lot. I miss the people there because I made some very dear friends there. I mean, I worked at Channel 10 for 16 years in two different 8-year stints, and a lot of those guys are still there.
And you worked for Channel 6 for how long?
About 5 years.
And you made some good friends with Pamela Watts.
Oh, yeah.
And do you still keep in contact with Pamela?
I haven't in a while. Ironically, I'm in touch with her husband because her husband and my wife have business dealings. They're both in the long-term care industry, so I'm more in touch with Rich. But I would love to get in touch with Pam. So, Pammy, if you're listening, give me a call.
Now, do you still keep in contact with Frank Coletta from NBC 10?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I stay closest in contact with Jim Tarakana. He was probably my best friend there. And Mark Searles, because I was very glad when they brought him over from Channel 6 to Channel 10. And I keep in contact loosely with a lot of people, but Tarakana more than anybody else, because we just had a friendship that goes back to 1979, and so we've maintained it no matter where I live. When I was in Texas, I kept in contact with him. When I moved back, and now here in Atlanta.
Now, why not try for one of these stations down here in Atlanta, like for Fox affiliate, NBC affiliate? Why don't you try for one of those?
Well, I have. There have been job openings, but frankly, they're not interested again in somebody who's 61 years old. They're not going to start out with somebody who's 61. They're going to start with somebody who's a lot younger. And I said before, I mean, I understand that. I mean, it hurts me personally and professionally because I'd like to do what I used to do, but I don't see that happening. I mean, you have a shelf life that's only so long at my age, and I just think probably my on-air days are over. I'm still trying, but I haven't had much luck.
So this is one of your first on-air bits on the DSS TV station and on the Derek Shapiro Show. This is a privilege.
You know? There you go. I'm absolutely glad to be here and looking forward to the check.
And now tell me, so your last time at Channel 10, how did that fit you emotionally?
Oh, I liked it a lot. I mean, I had gone back to when I left Channel 6, I was out of work for a while. I had a no-compete clause. They paid me for the entire time, so I basically had a one-year vacation. But when I went back to Channel 10, I went as the assistant news director. I decided I would make my jump into management full-time and was content to do that. I liked working as the second-in-command because the news director was always busy doing political things and budget things and meetings, and I pretty much was in charge of the newsroom day-to-day operation. And I enjoyed that a lot. But at one point, an opening came up for a Weekend Anchor, and my boss at the time, B.J. Fennell, said, let's try doing this. You know, try being assistant news director 3 days and pick up the Mass Bureau and anchor weekends for the other two. And that was an ideal combination of both.
Sure. Now, of course, you started off at Channel 10 too with Meredith Vieira.
Yes, 1979. Meredith and I anchored the Noon News. I was brought in to anchor the Noon News with Meredith Vieira.
How long did you do that for together?
Only about 5 months, and I think they knew she was leaving. She went from there to CBS.
60 Minutes, I think, too.
No, yeah, she went to the CBS affiliate in Chicago.
Chicago.
WBBM, and then they picked her up. They picked her up at 60 Minutes.
With all the speculation, of course, did you work with Matt Lauer when he was on Channel 10?
Absolutely, yeah. Matt and I are still friends. In fact, every once in a while when I go to New York, I'll call ahead of time, and he'll get me into the Today Show, and we'll get in the green room and watch the show from inside the studio. I got a couple of my friends to do that, too, and it was great fun. But he's a great guy, and then looks like he's going to leave today now.
Yeah, so tell me the speculation with Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer leaving Today Show. Of course, our good friend Buddy CNC, who was on the Derek Shapiro Show, stopped by New York and spoke to Matt Lauer, of course, you know. With this whole speculation of Meredith Vieira leaving and Matt Lauer leaving, how do you think that would change the face of today to both of us?
Well, I mean, I think it would decimate Today. I mean, they'd have to look for somebody who was as recognizable as that combo has been over the years.
You, Larry.
Well, I mean, I'm available. If you're listening, I'm available. But I can't imagine a show recovering like that when you lose not just one of your stars, but both.
And both of them leave?
Well, I mean, that's the rumor. I have no way to confirm that rumor, but it seems like there's talk that Meredith is leaving to take another show, maybe on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and that she's trying to convince Matt to go with her as a team because they're so recognizable from Today. Well, on the other hand, it may just be a ploy for Matt to go back to the bosses at NBC and get more money. I mean, they'll pay him a fortune to stay. They're paying him a fortune now. They'll pay him more to keep him.
Now, also to this news talk of Citadel Broadcasting buying out WLNE. Well, what do you think, if that happens, what do you think, do you think that's going to be good for Channel 6?
effects of Buffett Channel?
Well, any change of ownership right now would be good. I mean, the station's in bankruptcy, so it only has one way to go, and that's up. Anybody who's willing to infuse some money into that station, I mean, it puts out a good product. Mm-hmm. We were always so proud when I worked there to know that our show was as good, if not better, than channels 10 and 12, but we just didn't have the audience, you know, and we knew that. So, you know, we basically competed against ourselves. It's a wonderful product. I'm sure it still is, and, you know, if nothing else, just for the competitive nature of the market, it'd be good to have three teams competing as opposed to two. So I hope the Citadel takes it over. They put some money into it and really help bring it up.
Now, you know who might buy Citadel? Did you hear about that?
No.
Cumulus out of Atlanta, who might buy Citadel. So that means Cumulus out of Atlanta will be on in Channel 6. So that'll be cool, you know?
Everything goes around, comes around.
Exactly.
I know for the longest time, I followed Dave Layman around.
Yes.
I went to Dave Layman and took a job much like his after he left Channel 10 in Providence and Channel 5 in Dallas. Then I went to Dallas and didn't replace him, but followed him there. Then I came back to Providence, followed him back here, as he did, and he stayed in Providence, and I'm in Atlanta now.
Well, and also, too, you when Walter Cryan went from Channel 10 to Channel 6, what did you think about that?
I was surprised. I mean,
Tony was, too.
Yeah, I mean, I really was surprised. It's one of the things that happens.
Tony Petracca was surprised when I had him on my show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was surprised that when Walter Cryan went from Channel 12 to Channel 6, too.
Okay. Nothing really surprised me in this business because you never can tell what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But I just figured Walter would stay put.
Exactly. Well, I do thank you and watch Larry Stepper for being part of Episode 60 here at DerekShapiroShow.com, the many faces of Rhode Island, and I'm glad you're checking in, of course. And how often do you go back to Rhode Island?
Not that often, but I'm still in the house there, so I'm still a homeowner in Rhode Island.
What city?
Barrington.
Barrington, okay.
Wonderful school system, great house. Yeah, so I'm going back this summer. We have a wedding of a friend, so I'll be there for a while. I'll check out Federal Hill and get some good food.
I might be going back in June, so we're going to hook up in Rhode Island, too.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, thank you much. Larry Estepa here.
Oh, okay. So that was Larry Estepa, of course, the CNN, of course. Next, we'll play, actually, one song by Akon and Kobe Adonis, the number 2 song. I'll come back and do some sponsors quick.
So damn beautiful. you. Hourglass shape, make the place go. Ooh. Waistline makes my salute, I'm a brute. High from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane, eyes like an angel. Goddess. Watch my yelling, I should address. Spotless. That's bad to the bone, make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Some lames don't know how to talk to you, so let me walk with you. Hold my hand, I'ma spend them grands. But after you undress, not like a hooker, but more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth, cause you're beautiful. Okay,
I see you in the club.
Lewis on the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 60. That was number two song for the month. For the month of April. No, March, I'm sorry. Akon, Kilbidanos, with Beautiful. And of course, this is Larry Estepa giving a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show. Here's Larry Estepa.
Hey, I'm Larry Estepa, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show. Stick around, you'll enjoy it.
Yes, of course. And of course, you could watch him on DSSTVStation.com, episode 9, where I interviewed Myron Todd from Auburn, Georgia, and Larry Estepa talking with Derek last Saturday night at Borders in Douglasville. Now on to the sponsor. We'll get the last song, of course, for the evening. Extreme Treads, Tire and Repair Shop, Iron Rock Off-Road Dealer, 1628 Cobb Parkway North, Marietta, Georgia. Give them a call, 770-422-9111. That's 770-422-9111. 1628 Cobb Parkway North, Marietta, Georgia. Extremetreads at gmail.com. Juan Morales, owner. Everything from new and used tires, tire repair, batteries, oil change, brakes, auto repair. Hours operation Monday through Thursday. No, I'm sorry, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturdays, 9 to 5. Extremetreads. Tell them, of course. Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, of course. Then we have Wilson Brothers Jewelers. Since 1868, 73 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, right in the center of Marietta Square. Yes, Wilson Brothers Jewelers, 73 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, right in the center of Marietta Square. Stephen H. Wilson, owner, give them a call, 770-428-6581, 770-428-6581. You can email them at BEAU at WilsonBrosJewelers.com. Wilson Brothers Jewelers, tell them that Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you Esther Expert Alterations, 30 years of experience, 10% off when you tell them that Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Give them a call now, 770-715-2827, 770-715-2827, open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 6, Sundays and Mondays closed. Located the shops at Southampton, 38 Carriage Oaks Drive, Tyrone, Georgia, in the Tyrone Fairburn and Peachtree City section of Georgia. Again, yes, located Esther Expert Alterations. The shops are Southampton, 38 Carriage Oaks Drive, Tyrone, Georgia. Special in bridal and formal wear, wedding gowns, prom dresses, dressmaking, fur home, fashions, leather, suede, men's and children alterations, and all types of alterations. Esther Expert Alterations, of course. Then, of course, in Douglasville, Perfume Paradise, of course. 10% off when you mention Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show. Then located next to Belk. First level of Arbor Place Mall. Give Perfume Paradise a call, 678-838-0130. 678-838-0130. You can email them at perfumeparadise at bellsouth.net. Visit them online at eperfumeparadise.com. Perfume Paradise, tell them that Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, of course. Yes. And we have, of course, Partners to Pizza. Two locations, one at 1496 Highway 74 North, Southampton Village, Tyrone, Georgia, in the Tyrone, Fairburn, and Peachtree City section, of course. Yes, Partners to Pizza, located 1496 Highway 74 North, Southampton Village, Tyrone, Georgia. Give them a call now, 770-306-3363. 770-306-3363. Order online, www.partnerspizza.com, partnerspizza.com. Or the other location, in Fayetteville, 834 South Glen Street, Suite 228. Again, in Fayetteville, Georgia, 834 South Glen Street, Suite 228. You could call them, 770-716-1528, 770-716-1528. Of course, Tell them that, Lucy, how the Derek Shapiro Show sent you for that one. Then we do have Psychic Reader and Advisor, specializing in tarot card, palm spiritual and healing. They'll tell you your past, present, and future without asking a single question. If you have any confusion, obstacles, hurdles in life, no problem is too big or small, call for help, of course. Ms. Stephanie at 901-297-7487, 901-297-7487, located in South Haven, Mississippi, and Memphis, Tennessee area, of course. That's Psychic Reader and Advisor. Then we have Spiritual Psychic and Reader. That's the mother of the daughter of that one. Spiritual Psychic Reader, whatever may be your greatest concern, love, money, career, family, health, and addictions, they will help you, not me, but Tiffany will help you, give the answers that you are searching for. Hear the message that you are supposed to receive. Tiffany can see your past, present, and future. Not the Michael Jackson album. No, but don't put your future on hold any longer. Call today for a better, brighter tomorrow, guaranteed to help in all problems. Call now, 404-847-9667, 404-847-9667, two convenient locations, Sandy Springs, 5170 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Sandy Springs, 5170 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Or Little Five Points, 583 Moreland Avenue, Atlanta. Yes, 483 Moreland Avenue in Atlanta, Little Five Points. Spiritual Psychic Reader, tell them that Lucy, the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Now with the last song, of course. I'm going to go to the track five, of course. I think this is the number one song for the month of April. And then I'll say the thank yous afterwards and say goodbye. That was Akon, Michael Jackson, for the number one song, of course. Now, I just want to count down the list, of course, of the 12th song for the month of March was Galena featuring Soraya with Havana Gila. Okay, now the 11th song was Rick Ashman, Higher and Higher. Number 10 was, Rob Thomas Someday. 9 was Jay Profane, Lie to Me from Rhode Island. 6 was Jay Punk featuring Murph for Still Here. 7 was Jay Rhythm, We Are the Sky. 6 was Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane, Tip of My Tongue. 5, of course, was Dante and Rolla, My Reach. We heard that today. We have 4 was Clinton Mason, America, Praise God. 3 was Rob Thomas, Mockingbird. 2 was Akon featuring Kobe O'Donnell, So Beautiful. Number 1 was Michael Jackson and Akon, Hold My Hand. Now I want to thank everybody for joining us for today, of course, here on the show. Lisa, the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 60. Thank you to Larry Estepa from CNN. Thank you to Michael Reed, a former Atlanta Falcon player, of course, of the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you to Foolish. Come here. What do you want to say today? You really didn't talk much, but you spit something out. What do you want to say?
I have an upcoming project coming in the end of 2011, most likely during the summer. It'll drop. It's called Check My Artwork.
All right. Where's your artwork? I can't check it. All right, enough with you then for now. But thank you very much. Thank you very much for today. Thank you. Thank you to John Richmond. Thank you to John, of course, the owner of course, Rich Production Studios, of course. And next month, we're going to be back live May 21st.